This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
We're going to drive deep to center field. Hicks on the run, out the truck, at the wall, and that is gone.
This really is.
We're going to drive deep left field. Get up, ball. Get out of here. And go.
He was just so quick to that pitch, and then he did it again later.
Lonnie has done it again. Way back into the second deck. Have a night, Lonnie.
He had a good night.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is
belt it out. Come on, I know you want to.
All through my life, my mad existence, I kept my promise, keep your distance.
Well done. DPHRO Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Why are we playing this?
You said you would sing Evita, so.
Oh, yeah, to get a big recruit, absolutely.
So, I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
I expected you to sing, but
no. Rick loves to sing.
I'm just not very good at it.
By the way, so I'm watching, and we'll get to the calls on the Yankees and discuss that in a moment. I watch, as you know, every week American Idol. Love it, right? ABC Vehicle. It's on Sundays. It's on Mondays. Love it. Guess who was a guest helper this past week? A guy that I've disparaged greatly on our show. Top of the morning.
Jimmy Allen.
Yeah. I liked him.
Of course you like him.
He's very likable. He's a nice man.
I saw him on Dancing. He was on Dancing Dancing with the Stars.
He's a nice man.
He's a good singer. Nice guy.
Did you know he was actually on American Idol at one point?
I think I did know that, yeah.
That's how he got his start on American Idol. I was not familiar with that.
Big stars come out of American Idol, man.
No, you're not kidding. And big stars come out of American Idol that don't win.
Yeah, see, I don't know how. Like, that still makes no sense to me. Like, the Adam Levine leaving The Voice. With the amount, like, I don't know, I can, like, I'm like Blake Shelton, like, lock me into that. Like, where am I going? Like, if I'm Katy Perry, no, sign me up. Give me a lifetime
she'll
deal.
She'll do that forever. That's good work if you can get it. All right. Oh. So let's get into the Yankees. 1-800-919-3776. If I was a fan of the Yankees, last night would have disgusted me for a couple of reasons. First of all, when it becomes a battle of the bullpens, my thought is, my pen is better than yours, I'm going to get the victory. So when that game is tied at 3 and it goes to the pens, I think I'm going to win that game. That gets ripped away. So I'm frustrated by that. I'm furious with the seventh inning defense from Gleyber Torres.
Yep.
And that is absolutely unacceptable.
The whole inning. The whole inning.
The Higashioka, the whole thing. And then I think I have a tying two-run homer in the eighth that the cameraman fakes us out. John Sterling says it's gone. No, it's caught. And that's caught. I don't even think it was on the warning track, was it?
It was in the air for a while.
I felt like it was going to go 460 feet, and the thing didn't leave Yankee Stadium. But I don't know. And Stanton doesn't play in that game outside of the one pinch hit. I wake up this morning, I'm a Yankees fan, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, I think you have to be annoyed, right? I mean, you have to be annoyed. What annoyed me, too, is, and they played that, some of it in the rejoin. Like, listening to Gerrit Cole after the game, like, that bothers me. Right, like, I mean, this is a team right now that has already shown you since last year. I mean, I gave you the numbers earlier when the season started. Like, this team has dominated you at Yankee Stadium. This team right now is a team that everyone is picking to win the AL East. And I got to hear Gerrit Cole talking about tipping his cap to Vlad Guerrero Jr. after the game.
Vlad Guerrero was better than Gerrit Cole last night.
After he just hit 3 home runs, a double and 4 RBIs. I got to listen to you tell him he had a great night. No, I don't need to hear that. I know he had a great night. Why didn't you have a great night? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Why have you not been
great night?
That's what Yankees fans want to know. Why have you not had a great? Why have you not been great? End of last season, wild card game, first two starts this season. I hear a lot of
excuses.
Sounds
like an elephant.
It's your mating call, you said.
That's from Star Wars? Oh, my God. Let's take a listen to Gerrit Cole. That's your former coworker, Chris Carlin.
National now, big time.
National with Canty and leaving nights wide open for me if I choose to take it.
No, you're not taking. You can't.
I might.
Me.
Here is
you
Garrett Cole.
You can't quit me.
What?
You can't quit me.
Probably not. On tipping his cap to Vladdy.
I mean, did you see the night? Yeah. I mean, if you had a cap, you'd tip it too. I mean, it got it better after that too. My goodness.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
That annoys me. I don't know what it annoys me.
Yeah, I don't like it either. I would prefer he'd been like, you know what? I hate that guy. Then, oh, let me tip my cap to him.
Not that you hate him. It's
no,
just like,
I want you to hate him. I want he owned me, and now I can't stand him.
Yeah, this is a game that we wanted to win. I wanted to be better. It's a game I wanted to dominate. He got the better of me. I'm not happy with how this, I'm not happy with how I've pitched. I've been okay, but there people have higher expectations for me. I don't know, whatever it is. I don't need to listen to you wax poetic about Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't like it because I'm thinking about it. If this is not my team, so it's hard for me to really analyze that. But if this is Giants, Cowboys, I mean, this is what this is now, right?
Yankees, it's supposed to be.
Yankees, Blue Jays, this is going to be rivals for a long time, and this is the team that might be better than you at the moment. So if the Giants, Cowboys come out and the Giants are like, oh, yeah, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, he's so phenomenal, we couldn't stop him, I take my hat off to him. I don't want that.
No, of course you don't want that.
I don't want any part of that.
No, especially in a game where another night, I mean, you've had one night, you've had one game the whole season where you've scored first. So another night, you get down early, you find a way to battle back, you tie the game up, get the back-to-back home runs, Donaldson double, LeMahieu double, and then the seventh inning happens. Where you should be out of the inning, but again, you know, you can't turn a routine double play.
And that was easy. I mean,
it's
that
a routine double play, man.
Easy play.
No, it's a good. I mean, that's a good throw from LeMahieu. That's an easy peasy routine double play out of the inning. Instead, Springer gets up. Now it's 4-3.
I know it's a bad loss. I said earlier,
right,
I think you kind of jumped on me. I'm sorry, that's a bad loss, and I can't get over the fact that I never will. And I know you agree with me, and you try to analyze it, but it makes no sense. Why is Stant not playing in the game? Why?
Yeah, if he's healthy, there's no reason.
It's game,
no reason.
Six.
It's game six. It's game six. It's at home. It's against the Blue Jays. You're trying to win. I mean, it's a swing game of the series. Yeah, it makes no sense to me. None.
And it never
and
will.
It's not like you're asking to play DH him. I mean, it's not like
just DH. You can't go to bat four times in the game?
But this is what happens, though. This is what happens with a clunky roster like this. People, that's a great problem to have. Well, yeah, it's when someone gets hurt, yeah, it's great. You have depth there. But when everyone's healthy, and now all of a sudden I'm trying to find ways to put my best lineup together, I can't, because again, I'm trying to make sure that, you know, Donaldson doesn't, you know, he doesn't get hurt, and we keep Judge healthy, and we keep Stanton healthy. Now, you
it's
can
awful.
Say what you want. Like I listen, yeah, DJ LeMahieu can play third, he can play second, he can play first.
But he's a better second baseman.
What do you think he'd rather be doing?
Yeah, I think his best position, and he'd rather play second base. That's exactly what I think.
Like, you're exactly right.
So put him at second base. You can't. You have Torres there. You're right. They're mismatched. It's a clunky team. You should be playing your best players against the best teams.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We promised you a few minutes ago we'll hear from the Keith Hernandez story yesterday on the Mets broadcast. It is, I think it's better hearing it again. You heard it yesterday, right?
It's special. It really is.
It really is. And Gary Cohn being like, you are a senior citizen. So we will get into that in about 10 minutes from right now. I want to get to the Yankees calls, and I want to hear what the K show. That's a nasty show,
right? I'm not a
right?
scam guy. Don't scam me.
Is that fair to say? That's a nasty show?
It feels like they take shots every day now.
But why?
I don't know. I mean, you have to ask them. I don't know. I thought they were done talking about you, but it's every day now.
Every single day. All right, so let's get to the Yankees calls, 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Chris in Jersey City. Chris, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing wonderfully. Morning. How are you?
All right. So I just got to ask you a question, Dave.
Yeah.
So you were talking about being upset with Gerrit Cole tipping his hat to Guerrero Jr. and comparing it to football, which is kind of hard to do. Can't compare football to baseball. Baseball is a much longer season.
Oh, my God.
You only play your rivals two times.
So because baseball is a longer season, I can't compare it. But fine, go ahead. Continue with your question.
Well, I mean, it's
yeah, but to that point, there should be. But Chris, to your point then, I mean, you're playing these guys 19 times. I mean, there should be some hatred developed, shouldn't there?
Yeah. Towards the end of the season, maybe when you're at game 16, 15, and you're fighting for a playoff spot, maybe. But my question to Dave is, if Juan Soto hits three home runs against the Mets, and Jacob DeGrom after the game says, oh, I got to tip my hat to him, he's a great ball player.
Lose my mind.
Are you still mad?
Lose my mind. Of course. I don't care if it's spring training. I'm not tipping my cap to the other team. It happens, but I don't have to like it, and I'm not going to do it.
Yes, I got that. I'm not tipping my hat to the other team, of course, but Vlad Guerrero Jr. is a great player, just like Juan Soto is a great
Who
player.
Who said he's not? Conversation, Chris, this morning, did we ever once say Vlad Guerrero or Juan Soto that they're not great players? He's a phenomenal player.
Not.
He's a treat to watch.
Everybody knows they're great players, but you got to tip your hat when.
Oh no, you don't. No,
why?
You don't.
Why do you have to do that, Chris?
No, you don't have to tip your. You don't have to tip your cap. No, you don't, and you should hate this team. This team right now, since the start of last season, is 11-3 at Yankee Stadium.
Have you looked at the preseason predictions?
Yes.
Of who everybody thinks is going to win this division? You don't think the Yankees read that?
Oh, they should. They should.
I don't understand. I'm not saying he's not great. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a healthy respect for him. But to tip your cap to this guy because he was better than you? No.
I'll tell you what right now. And it could be the Penguins. It could be the Rangers, whoever it is. I don't care if it's Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, if it was Jarger when he played for the Rangers. He lights me up. I ain't tipping my cap after the game.
You know what I would respect more? If the last time he came up, he took one high and tight. That's what I'd like to see from my ace pitcher. Not, oh, look at you own me. Great job.
Oh, it only got
you.
Better. Not only did he own me, it just got better after that. He didn't stop at two. He hit three.
No,
and let's sprinkle in that double, too.
And he was on deck for a fourth chance.
With a bad finger that got stepped on.
Right.
Nonetheless.
Thank God he didn't come out of the game like Santiago would have done.
Santiago
right
was unnecessary. You would have yanked him. I mean, Kershaw would have made it like three innings.
Let's go. You're funny. Mike in Queens. Mike, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I mean, that's really dumb. Like, you should not be tipping your cap at anybody. What I want to see from Gerrit Cole is strike him out. Take him out. That's it. Don't tip your cap to your opponent. You're going to see him how many more times? 60 more times? What are you going to do next time? Change his shoes? That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. But my question was, the Yankee roster is very cluttered, right? So should they trade somebody? And who would that be and for who? And one last thing, Dave, if you move tonight, Rich will be begging you to go with him. Thank you.
Would you want to go to nights with me?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I like the schedule now. Once I get past the hurdle of
15?
No, I don't love it, but once I talk myself through it, I mean, hey, we have having the rest of the day is great.
Yeah, being done with work at 8 o'clock in the morning is really a beautiful thing.
Well, because we complain. Remember the summer we complained about it? I not complain about it, but it's like every morning waking up, it's tough. And then we did the afternoon show, and it's like, no, having to wait around to do the show all day, that's it. And then you're listening to everything. It's nice. You wake up.
And we are the first word, right?
Yes, and you got to trust the speakers.
Nobody has
that.
An earlier word in sports than us.
No.
No, absolutely not. All right, let's go to Shooter in Stanford. Good morning, Shooter. Oh, here we go.
Hey, morning, fellas.
Yeah, they stink. I tip my cap to the Blue Jays GM. That's who I tip my cap to, because they got a hell of a team. They spent the money the right way, unlike us. And a matchup with the studs last night, right? Aaron Judge got it handed to him in a clutch situation, could have came through, and didn't. Wait one sec.
She's got a body shooter.
I got a speed. Okay, we're going to pull over. Hey, what do you guys think? Aaron Judge blew it. Come on.
No, Aaron Judge didn't blow it.
How did Aaron Judge blow it?
Aaron Judge didn't blow it.
No.
It's more of the same with the Yankees. I mean, seriously. Hey, you look at some of the numbers. 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. That was something that was a problem for them last year. I just thought when you put it like in that moment, once they got it to 3-3, and I think you said this to start the show, now it becomes a game, you know, battle of the bullpens.
I'll take it against any team any night.
Exactly right.
And you know what? Your defense let you down.
And you would have been fine, too, if it wasn't for that seventh inning.
But how about this?
You're out of the inning.
Your best hitter doesn't play. Your best second baseman plays third. And your third baseman, probably your best third baseman, DHs in that game. Great.
Yeah, I would imagine this would be one of the series that I circled where I was going to have my best lineup as much as possible. Yeah,
one would think, right? You know what, Giancarlo, we don't want you to play 10 games in a row. Saturday, Baltimore.
This is what happens, though.
Get the day off.
This is what happens, though. I mean, Vlad Guerrero had his finger stepped on. It's bleeding everywhere. Already hit a home run. I mean, and I know Santiago would have had him at the hospital. But, I mean, that could have been a moment like, hey, you know, it's a long season. It's a grind. Now, don't battle through this. Let's go take care of it. No
worries.
Get out
of the game. But you think he wanted to come out of the game?
No, of course
not.
What
happens if does Stanton have the option, I guess would be my question, to say, I want to play.
No, he should.
Like, I'm red hot. Every ball I hit is right on the numbers. This is a game we need, right? I want to be out there. I want to play in this game. Does he have that? Is he able, allowed to do that?
I think he should have that. When you get to a certain level, you should have that.
I bet you doesn't.
I don't want to hear, because he got Aaron Boone knows. Aaron Boone played. He knows. He knows that you can't explain it. It just happens. Like where the baseball looks like a softball. Like that happens. It's legitimate. I know those analytic nerds don't know because they never played, but that happens. There are times when I played where the puck, it felt like the puck was moving slower for some reason. I couldn't explain it.
There's times you don't think when DeGrom takes the mound that there are times that he says, I have it. I'm going to be awesome. And there's other times he's like, listen, I'm not going to be as good. I'm going to have to really work through it. He's in one of those moments, one of those runs where everything he's hitting is right on the screws.
But they don't believe in that.
Well, and away you go.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Now I'm done with my reads. Finished them, accomplished, check that off the list.
This is what happens when you get them early. I mean, it makes sense.
So if I were to pass away right now, I wouldn't leave you with any reads on your own.
Yeah, but I wouldn't continue with the show, though.
I go away, this show dies.
What do you mean? If something bad happened to me right now, like I passed out, you would continue with the show?
No, I wouldn't. I would get in my car and drive right to Westchester.
I'd be like Ben Hogan, where it took the ambulance 90 minutes to show up. What are you going to do in rush hour traffic up to my house?
I would console Sherry, is what I would do.
Well, I am the victim.
Oh, she'd be upset? I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you would just need to get involved, huh?
We gotta wait and see. I just jump right in.
Jump right in the truck.
I jump right in the truck, right to Westchester.
See what's
whatever
going
Sherry
on.
Needs. Help you. I help them carry you up the stairs.
You're a friend. All right. So, speaking of friends, that's you. I think RJ likes me, Raymond. Sometimes, you know, who doesn't care for me? The K Show.
The whole show. Yeah.
The whole show. I didn't hear it. I haven't heard it. But apparently it's spicy. Here is the challenge from these three misfits.
All three of us challenged Dave Rothenberg in any kind of sports.
Really anything.
Well, maybe not tennis.
He used to. He's done doing anything. I think I will literally beat him at anything.
What? Let's
anything
go. You
want
to go?
Anything
Let's go.
Physical.
We'll go all the way.
And my knees are barking. I get out of bed and it sounds like I'm cracking my knuckles, my whole body. And I will beat him at anything. Anything.
What? Really?
Physically. From arm wrestling, softball, football, basketball.
Wait, hold on.
Anything.
Because this is interesting.
I mean, you wouldn't want to watch it.
No, Michael.
Yep.
Tell me this. Would you not want to see Don LaGreca versus Dave Rothenberg one-on-one in basketball?
Yes.
I would love to see that.
All right. So these are bad human beings.
I don't think anyone wants to see that.
No. No, I don't think so either.
Maybe a shirt. Maybe do a shirt skin situation. I would sign up for that.
How about a beard growing contest? We want to do that?
Yeah, you win that hands down.
That is not an attractive look he's got going on. All right, part two from these savages. Here it is.
Here's the reason that I would beat Dave in anything. He's got no heart. Now, what I mean by that is competitive heart, because he comes to the Sasso and he doesn't want to play. I look forward to it every year because it's the one time I get to go out there and play. And he's sitting here, can my son bat for me? I'm done.
Sadly, we've seen Dave throw. It's not pretty. It's not pretty.
All right. Firstly, I promise you this right now. I swear I will never go to that Sasso again. All right? Last time I went, I brought my kids. I brought my wife. Last time I went, I got 3 at-bats. Rick, what did I do?
3 for 3.
3 for 3. And in my 4th at-bat, I said, my son plays baseball, would love a chance to get an at-bat. Did you think that was a nice thing to do, or I have no interest in playing thing to do?
No, I thought it was a nice thing to do. The family came to support you. At that point, I mean, we're already in like a 45-minute delay because Marty Lyons was...
Marty Lyons is diving headfirst and is now bleeding from the nose and mouth.
With golf shoes on? Yeah, I mean, it got wild.
So I can't win with these guys.
No, there's no winning. Yeah, why even try? Don't even try.
Well, here's what I could beat him in this. I could beat him in that. I could beat him in this. So he says anything, any sport, anything active, he can beat me in. So it is my choice of what we're going to play in.
Yeah, anything.
All right. So I don't know, because I'll name something, then I'll be like, that's not a real sport. That's not legit. Is pickleball an option here?
Pickleball's big right now. Big.
Did you see that? Is it Vaynerchuk? Is that how you say his name? Gary Vaynerchuk.
Sounds like a porn name, but yeah, maybe.
You know who he is. He's the guy that wants to buy the Jets. He's worth like $1 trillion.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Apparently, I didn't know this until the other day. He now owns a professional pickleball team.
Can we join? I mean, can we get involved with this?
I would love to get involved with it. I would love to. So
I was watching some pickleball the other day. It's right up your alley.
I'm excellent because there's not a ton of running, and it's all about the racket, and I'm excellent with that. So I'd like to throw pickleball. Ping pong, he would have no chance. And ping pong's an Olympic sport.
Yeah, I mean, there's no argument against that.
So,
none.
Ping pong, let's go. That'll be my sport. Don beats me in ping pong. And Kay said also he could.
And
you know what
Peter.
I'd like to do with Kay? I'd like to do boxing with Kay.
Oh, I would pay I'd like to see that.
Because every shot I take, I hit the head. Right? I can close my eyes like a pinata. Close my eyes and swing. I'm going to hit the head.
No, it's not a big head. It's more the length, and it's not a big head. It doesn't have a huge head.
Okay.
Don't be nasty to Kay.
Why? They're nasty to me.
This is your boy, Don. Well, because you know Kay doesn't love you the way I love you. But Don is supposed to be your guy. Like, I don't know what Peter loves.
Peter loves himself. That's it. Peter is clearly, without fail, the most selfish person at the station. I don't even think it's up for debate.
No, I think that's a safe bet.
Like, I have a birthday. Michael, happy birthday. Don, happy birthday. You, happy birthday. Maybe sent me a present. Maybe not. I don't know. But RJ, happy birthday. Raymond, everyone, happy birthday, Dave. Hope it's a great day. Henrik Lundqvist, Dave, happy birthday. He makes sure to get that out there. If any rapper has a birthday, Peter's on Twitter. Happy birthday, Big Slur. You're just amazing. I mean, you're as good as it gets out there. I have a birthday, not a word. So
lift
Peter's
it up
a fraud.
And show it to me.
Peter's an absolute fraud. But let's go. You want to go ping pong? You want to go racquetball?
But it's Don that's trouble. The troubling one is Don, though. I mean, he's supposed to be you guys break. But I hear it all the time. Like, we break bread. Dave's the best pound for pound.
I love Don. Don doesn't like me. Don takes continuous shots. I don't know why.
Tweet
I don't know
that.
Said you had no heart.
How dare he? I got more heart than anybody.
That's who
I
you
might
are.
Be limited athletically, but I got more heart.
I haven't gotten into a fight since I was 12. It's time.
That's your identity. You're all heart.
I would challenge. I have the biggest heart at the station.
Yes. Well, no, just hopefully Carlin does. Otherwise, he's in trouble.
But he's almost not at the station.
Well, he's kind of at the station.
Well, kind of, sort of.
How hard that thing's working?
But you know what? Here's how I see it. And you tell me if you think I'm right or not. They're obsessed with me.
They're obsessed. It seems like you're a topic of conversation quite a bit, yeah.
Because they can't. And where did that even come from yesterday? I said nothing. Like, if I take shots and they need to respond, fine. I said nothing to them.
It has to be this whole Keyshawn J. Will going up against Barton Hahn in basketball kind of deal. Like, let's get involved.
By the way, Mike P., my wife and I were at the Sasso softball vehicle. We loved seeing Ben up to bat. Milo ran the bases too. Was great. What the hell was that kid trying to do, steal home on Willie Colon, though?
That's a mistake. It's a huge mistake. What, you know what I mean? Have you seen the size of Willie Colon?
Yeah, but he's what, 40? But that's not the point. The point is, I'd done what I came to do. All right?
You've done what you came to done. I've done what I came to done.
I'm not Santiago where I'm taking hacks and I'm missing every time.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about embarrassing?
I was 3 for 3.
I mean, he's the only person you put an axe in his hands and everyone feels safe. The trees feel safe.
The bat has no worries.
Oh, good. Day off.
Yeah. Ooh, I was worried I was going to be used today, but Santiago's going to use me. I'm good. I'm good. All right. That was some performance. I've never seen anything like that before.
Oh, my God. I mean, I thought he was I don't even know what he was doing.
Yeah.
He didn't make contact one time.
I don't remember the contact.
No, he didn't make any.
Oh, he didn't tip anything. Not once.
It was like they were pitching marbles at him.
What was that movie with Johnny Knoxville?
Which one, Jackass?
No. With Katherine Heigl when he pretended he was like
Don't. Don't go down that road.
You remember that movie, though?
Yes, I do remember that
movie. Brian Cox was in that movie?
Yes.
Actually, it had a surprisingly good cast.
Yeah, don't go down that. No.
Okay.
I refuse. I will not do that to Santiago. He had a bad day.
That was not a bad day.
It was the ringer.
Raymond, was that just you?
Look, oh, no. Now we've lost him.
Now he's not going to talk.
You can't even joke with him.
No, he's very sensitive.
He can't even joke with him.
Let's move on to a couple calls, and then we'll put the big cherry on this show today.
Calls.
By hearing from Keith we have drops that are they're sensational.
Santi, this is what we do, Santi. Next time, next Sasso game, Dave won't be there. I'll come.
No, I'll never go.
I'll pretend to step on your finger.
I will send the widow Sasso money out of my own pocket. I'm not going to represent ever again.
Well, here's what you do. Then you drive the ambulance. So when I fake step on Ray's pinky, we'll throw him in the ambulance, and we get him right out of there.
Could you imagine if he had like a pinky injury? Oh, I gotta go. I can't stay. This is a Guerrero.
Pull me. Get me out of here.
Get me out of here. There's a dislocation. There's blood. I'm gonna pass out.
Meanwhile, poor Marty Lyons is face planted at home plate.
Santiago would have had him in ICU.
Cancel the game.
Guys, close up shop. Marty's hurt.
Get the medevac. Get the helicopter.
It's a mess. Get the Ben Hogan ambulance here immediately. Or not. All right. Let's get back to the calls. Then we'll get to the sensational Keith Hernandez story. Let's go to Chris in Oldbridge. Chris, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Dave, Rick, I have to completely disagree with you in regards to Gerrit Cole tipping his hat. Let me put this situation in front of you. Mets versus Yankees. DeGrom versus Cole. DeGrom goes out and pitches a no-hitter. And after the game, Judge Cole is tipping their caps to DeGrom. Are you going to have an issue with that?
Yes. Why is that necessary?
What's wrong with Sean? Why is it necessary?
You're in the heat of the battle. I'll tell you what. After the game, post-game, you're talking to reporters. How good was DeGrom? Boy, he was awesome. He's a phenomenal pitcher. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the culmination. But, Chris, it's the culmination of all of it, though. It's the culmination of all of it. I mean, it really is for me. It's the culmination of all of it. It was the excuses after the first game. It was the wild card game last season. It was how we finished up last season. And then you're in a game against Toronto, a team that's everyone's picking to win the AL East. And I could listen to you talking about, you know, how good Vlad Guerrero was. I tipped my cap. Oh, and it got better.
And it sounded like it didn't bother him.
No, and you pitched okay. Like, you were fine. You weren't, but there's higher expectations for you.
I think that's what bothers me. It sounded like it didn't bother him. I wanted to rip you up inside.
But it was almost like he was dismissing it. Like, it had nothing to do with him. It was just the greatness of Vlad. Well, I mean, Vlad was great. What do you want me to, like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
right,
Vlad
was even asked, right? Did you miss on that pitch? No, it was right where I wanted it. He just got the best of me.
So it's almost like excusing your performance because
like
just the other guy's just better.
No, I don't like it. Rich in North Carolina. Good morning, Rich. You're on 98.7.
Good morning. Good morning, fellas, and good morning, Robert Rauschenberg, and
nice.
The company. I was listening to the K-Show yesterday. I was on hold for an hour to defend you. 3 weeks ago, I was driving home from Raleigh back to Mooresville, and they said, quote, we're never going to bring Dave up ever again. He's out of our mouth. All they are is a bunch of hypocrites.
That's
Dave's a big star. Dave's a big star. They can't just say, listen, I get it. But don't start saying stuff if you're not going to stay true to your word.
So ping pong on the table. That's the offer, right? Do you consider ping pong to be a legitimate sport? It's an Olympic sport. So I'm going to ask you before I use that as my challenge.
No, ping pong is legit.
Okay, so let's go. I will wax the floor with all three of them, and then they'll be weeping.
I can't wait to see this.
Weeping.
I'm going to have to broadcast this.
Excellent ping pong player.
Oh, I know. Now that you have, did you get paddles now that you broke them all?
No, we haven't re-gotten the paddles, no.
Maybe I buy those for your next. Maybe I order them now for your next birthday and have them sent. Maybe you'll get them by the time.
By 50?
By 50.
I'm looking for something more than paddles for 50, by the way.
Wait till you see this gift, if it ever shows up. It's
never
going to
show up.
It's going to show up.
We'll see. We'll see.
I don't know how they sent it.
What? Yeah, they have a pony running across the country.
Pony Express.
James in Fort Lee. Good morning, James. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, Dave, Rick. How you guys doing? I'm a proud member of the company.
Nice. Thanks for making the call.
I just wanted to call to tell you guys that I don't agree with what Gerrit Cole said either. I think that's the wrong thing to say after the game. But, you know, it all trickles down from Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. You know, they all have the same plan. And this is the reason why Buck Showalter isn't the manager of the Yankees. And I don't see any way that you guys could play Don in softball. I mean, Don is shaped like a softball. Have a great day, guys.
Don almost got killed in softball. It took him out the chest.
That was
scary. Yeah, what happened, though? I mean, isn't this the reason why they brought Josh Donaldson in, right, for the edge?
I thought.
I mean, Aaron Hicks talking about, yeah, bring some FU to our game. What happened to that?
I don't know. I really don't. All right.
I'll tell you what. Watching Vlad Guerrero Jr. run the bases on those home runs?
It took his time, right?
Oh, yeah. There was plenty of FU in that.
Oh, that sure was. I own you is what you saw in that. All right, before we get to three stars, we promised you this Keith Hernandez story. If you didn't hear it, it is as good as it gets. He's doing the game with Gary yesterday, kind of a lull, and he tells us a story. Let's let him tell. We'll react to it. Here is part one of Keith's story on SNY.
I got an email with the FPL, which is Florida Power and Light, logo that said, you did not pay a down payment of X amount of dollars, and we send a guy out today. If it's not paid within 30 minutes, we're going to shut your power down. 30 minutes!
30 minutes!
And I bit the hook!
You fell for that?
So he gets an email. If you don't pay within 30 minutes, we're going to shut off your power. So he freaks out. It doesn't stop there. Here's part two of the story.
Called the number like an idiot. And I'm listening to this guy. And then finally I snap. I go, I know you are a monopoly. Okay, I've been here for 20-something plus years. I pay on time. And you're going to send a guy out and shut my power down in 30 minutes? That is baloney. And I just snapped on him.
The guy, it's a scam.
Yeah, he still
Keith.
Has no idea. In part two of the story, he still has no idea.
He has no idea. Finally, it dawns on him. I don't know if it's in this part. But let's hear the part, and if it's not, I'll reflect on what happened. Here is part three of the Keith Hernandez saga.
I called my banking institution, and Lillian, my representative down in Florida, and she just said, Keith, no. I had to pay through Zelle, and I never heard of Zelle, and it's really almost like Todd Zeal's spelling. Zelle. I go, what's Zeal? Zelle. I go, what the heck is that? You got to be kidding me. And then it kind of sunk in.
You know, unfortunately, these kinds of scams often get perpetrated on senior citizens like yourself.
I know.
I just don't expect you to be the one to fall for it.
I love it. I call my banking representative.
It got to that point.
He went to the point where he was ready to transfer funds. Yeah, and it took, thank God for Lillian.
Yeah, thank God for Lillian. I'm going to berate this guy. I'm going to berate him, make him feel bad, and then as soon as I hang up, I'm going to make sure I call my bank and get it taken care of.
Lillian, do me a favor. Wire $474 with Todd Zeal's money over to
over to this guy, the Prince of Zamunda, and get this done. What a story.
He's the best.
You're not getting that on Apple Plus, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no chance.
No chance. Santy, baby, let's go. The floor is yours.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Oh, the late addition there is going to be Keith Hernandez, who literally checked all the boxes of the people that you would try to scam if you were going for this. I'm glad that Lillian was able to intervene and keep Keith from getting his money stolen. And hopefully it brings awareness to people that watch SNY. Watch out for the scammers.
Number two.
I'm going to give this to Rick DiPietro for his open today. It was, you know, he actually was portraying it as a more convoluted open than usual. And I disagree. I think we've used a lot more cuts in the past and we've gone a lot longer, as Dave can probably attest to. But I thought it was very good and a well-placed open. So if I've got to give Dave a star earlier this week, Rick definitely gets one as well.
You don't have to give anybody stars.
Number one.
I think he earned the star. I think it was a very good open this morning.
It was a very good open.
Very well done.
Number one star, I mean, it's got to go to Vlad Guerrero. He completely toughed it out. I thought he shouldn't play in the game, and I still stand by that because he went and hit two more home runs after the fact. I thought maybe he should have amputated the finger, but good for him. Good for Vladdy, and I'll pull the Gerrit Cole, and I'll tip my cap to him.
So you're going to tip your cap?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, come on. Santy.
You want me to be the Aaron? You know, maybe that was the Aaron Hicks definition of, hey, we're going to give you some FU. I'm going to step on your finger as I cross first base here. Maybe it's that.
I don't know.
Do it on purpose. Why don't you Zell him some money as a thanks for that?
I don't have Zell.
I can't wait till Malik Willis gets drafted before Kenny Pickett, and Dave can send you over a fruit basket through Zell.
No, I don't have to use Zell. I don't have Zell either.
Because there's no such thing as Zell, is there?
Yes, there is. Of course there is.
What the hell is Zell?
Zell is real. I think they sponsor the Chicago Bulls.
Yes, really? There's no such thing as Zell. What's the matter with you? Let's bring on my guy. You're an embarrassment. Thank God you're married. KJM comes through in just moments. Max Kellerman. Max, you've heard of Zell, right?
What?
Oh, see, he doesn't
is
know.
Is that like Venmo?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, so I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah,
but come
exactly.
on, man. You're doing Betamax there. You know, like, you just guessed wrong. Come on.
So, yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, no, he doesn't know much. Thank God he's married to a saint. So,
by the way,
I heard what
you guys were talking about. Let me tell you something. First of all, Aaron Hicks, forget about Vlad Guerrero for a second. Yeah, he's a great player. He can hit. You caught the ball, and you know it was in your glove. Come on, man, keep your glove closed. We need that home run back. I like Aaron Hicks. I missed him. He's been hurt a lot. He's good when he's on the field. Be one standard deviation better, Hicks. Anyway, go ahead.
No. I want to get into the Kershaw stuff with you, but I do want to ask you this: you're a Yankees fan, and we're not, right? Do you have an issue? Because we have a huge issue with Stanton not playing in the game last night.
What's your issue?
You're playing the Blue Jays. You're game six. It's an important game. Rest him against the Orioles or the Tigers, the Royals coming up. Why am I resting my best player at the moment?
Because you have
team?
A plan to start the season.
It's
you may
so
disagree
stupid.
With their plan, but it's like in chess, man. You'd clear out the king side. You prepare a castle. Then all of a sudden you go, you know what? No. Follow your plan. You know, if you have a plan in the beginning, then it's early on. You want to rest him at certain intervals, whatever. I get it. You want to keep him healthy because that dude is as good a hitter as anybody in the game when he's healthy.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Sometimes I feel like the Yankees overthink it. So give me your take, Max. Me and Dave differ on this take. What do you think about Kershaw being pulled?
You have to go batter by batter with him in the eighth inning. Come on. It's a perfect game. And I understand. I'm the one who's always saying, like, and it's not a no-hitter. It's a perfect game. And I heard David Cone during the Yankees broadcast last night talking about when Torrey pulled him from his no-hitter, which is not the same exactly, coming off the aneurysm and the whole thing. Torrey told him, the reason I pulled you in the seventh, also with a low pitch count, is because if you go out there and have a no-hitter going in the eighth also and you get to the ninth and now your pitch count's really elevated, I got no choice at that point. I got to take out in the ninth inning. So I do it ahead of time. So Dave Roberts was talking about, hey, he's getting up and down. He's getting cold sitting there. And I understand all that. I get the temptation to, you know, like, you don't want to be tempted to leave him in the ninth if the pitch count's really high. I get you're aiming for a championship, but there are moments in sports that you play the game to win and you play for these moments too. You know, if they come along, you got to at least take him batter to batter. And if he's losing his stuff, he gives up a hit, he walks a guy, hits a guy, that's it, it's over.
The second he does that, right?
By the way, guys, if he gets to 115 pitches somehow, they have these crazy at-bats in the eighth inning, you don't want to bring him out for the ninth? I get it. 80 pitches, you got to take him batter by batter in the eighth inning. Got to do it.
Yep. So we differ. Rick thinks they should have taken him out. I think that was the wrong
He didn't
move.
Fight it. He
but
didn't
what do you
fight
have
it.
To lose I don't by just pitch to a guy in the eighth inning, Rick? Just glad we can pitch
to
a
listen,
guy.
Max, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if it's Clayton Kershaw. If Clayton Kershaw went to Dave Roberts, I heard that Dave Roberts said to him in the sixth inning, what do you want to do here? He left it up to Clayton Kershaw. If Clayton Kershaw wanted to go for the eighth, Clayton Kershaw would have went out for the eighth.
Go out there and walk a guy. Accidentally walk a guy, and then the conversation is done. Max, we got to go in a second, but give us 10, 12, 15 seconds, if you will, of what's coming up on the show today.
Is it Daniel Jones or the wide receiver room, guys? That's the question. What do you think it is? Because the big to-do was made about the fact that Gettleman is still killing us somehow. Highest paid wide receiver group, lowest production out of the wide receivers. Is it Daniel Jones or the offensive line, or is it the receivers?
Well, this is going to be must-listen-to stuff coming your way in just moments. Max, we'll talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Rick, we're going to do this on the Friday. Good job with the open today. Worthy of the star. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DiPietro Rothenberg and...
Big slur.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.